learning yesterday two important sugyas which relate to each other, the sugya of Cheresh and the sugya of Shota. We mentioned the sugya of Katan. We had all three. They always mentioned together in Shas. And we pointed out that everything so far we've seen points to the fact, the inescapable conclusion so far, that a Cheresh is a din that an individual doesn't speak or doesn't hear, is considered al pi din a lav bardas al pi halacha, no matter how smart he is. The Gemara has an expression in Ayin Aleph and Beis, albeit it's not a final conclusion, but we don't find an argument on these facts, that al pekav dechazim le dechoret. I look in the Prima Gadim, one of the most famous in the first of the Shulchan Aruch, has a psicha kolelis, a general introduction to the whole Shulchan Aruch. In the beginning of Aruch Chaim, he writes the same thing. No matter how smart he is, the next odiv, lo chilku becherish, it didn't make any distinctions. And my presumption is that even though he really has intelligence, nonetheless, that's the way it is. Of course, you need a source for that. The mention of Zalman of Henry Goldberg, Shalita, has in his safe, is an article in Tchumen, I'm told was translated to English. That's what they have today. They're called Crossroads, where they translate some of these, and I'm told that I may even have it in my house in English. So I found it to Hebrew. So, all right, so I think they have this, they translate this article. That's what he says. Halacha Moshe Misina. Sure enough, the Shver argues. And the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has, so is the Shver. The Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has in his Sefer Mincha Shlomo a siman all about this. It's about what's called here Mifagrim. Mifagrim is what we call today developmentally disabled, right? Or used to be called retarded or somehow other. Some of the siman Lama Dalit. And he has a siman half about that and half about Cheresh. So in discussing Cheresh, he assumes you don't have any halacha Moshe Misinai. So far he's right, we haven't found it anywhere in print. He says it must be, the facts are kacha. These are the facts. What are the facts? Even though we think he's brilliant, he really doesn't have the full das. That's very satisfying. Shlomo Zalman says, what can we do? We have no choice. He says, And therefore, no matter how smart he is, doesn't make a difference. Wow. So it's, you know, that's what he says. I guess this is the more traditional view. I guess maybe. But Zalman Nechemiah says it can't be. We see that they have intelligence. It must be some halacha Moshe Misinai. But he hasn't been able to show it to us. Hasn't given us a source for it. Well, you see from here, because you see from the fact that he has intelligence. And Shlomo Zalman, the more traditional, says, obviously, he doesn't have full intelligence. We see, we don't really see. That's the machlokes, the father-in-law and the son-in-law, as far as the status of the cheresh. Okay? Good. This is number one. We'll come back to this later. I'll put my attendance sheet here so I'm honest. Okay, so that's the first one I wanted to bring out. Today I was saying for all our yashar, I brought with me. Thank you to Ethan, I got it from the library. Unbelievable. The Get Me Cleaver. I read through this last night. I mean, I spent quite a bit of time on it. And it's more heat than light. I got to tell you what happened. Just the kids, I don't want to entertain you, but this is hysterical. What's going on there? And amazing. What happened was, a guy got married. Even before the wedding, he started acting strange. And then he got married, and then the Shabbat brachas, he ran away. Took money with him, and then they found him in the forest, and they gave back the money, and they got together or something. But yes, no, kitzur. Bottom line, a get was given in a place called Cleaver. Cleaver get, and the rabbi was a big talmud chacham in Cleaver, and He gave the get. He said, you know, at the time that he gave the get, he was stable. He was, you know, looked like he was, look normal. Even though the Masadeh was aware of the difficulty of the history, but at that time, things were okay. So therefore, the get was given. And, you know, they wrote a Ma'aser Bezdin over here. It was given, fine, everything's fine, terrific. However, the rabbis in a nearby town called Frankfurt am Main. Okay. So in Frankfurt am Main, there was a Bezdin which wrote Fakert. So they had what they call a Gvias Edus. I mean, they collected a certain testimony. And they signed on a piece of paper saying, the rabbi of the city, and many other people who were involved say, no, he was not sane. He was not sane. This is what the get was given within 2 weeks of the wedding. You will have heard of the thing. And how could he give the get? After all, he was a shaita. Everyone knows he was a shaita. He had what they call mora shchora. He was a depression and other things. He was not Misha Bedato. Just look at him, you can see. How can you write such a get? You know the get is invalid. So we assume they write to the rabbi of Masada. You didn't know the facts. But now that we know the facts, that the get is no good, b'chule. And signed by the rabbi of the city and another 6 or 7 rabbonim. This started this incredible battle which spanned over a year. I mean, it goes more or less in chronological order of the letters back and forth. And it involved Gedolei Yisrael. Like I told you yesterday, all the Gedolei of that time were in favor of the get. They include, just to give the two most famous examples that everyone knows about, their letters are here to the Shagas Aryeh. Everyone knows the Shagas Aryeh. And another Behuda. Two of the super Gedolei that everyone knows for all generations. There were they all both wrote Tshuvas in favor. Unfortunately, the majority of the Tshuvas, another Behuda Tshuvas, the majority is complaining against the Bezdin of Frankfurt. How can they say a get is possible? And they're not giving any their reasons. Everyone asks them, why is it possible? They say, we don't have to tell you. They never heard the thing. You say, get it possible, you don't have to tell me. Well, you can't never heard the thing. That's most of that Tshuva in the Rabbi Yehuda. The Shagas Aryeh Tshuva is more what we call La'inyan. It's printed in the regular Shagas Aryeh in the back. Simon Bey is in the back. It's the same letter. And he has a few points of, you know, significance in terms of what the Shaita, why Rabbi mentions it only in the Chos Eidus, doesn't mention it earlier, which are more in your name. What I could add is really two things which are, you know, of real significance. One of them is a riot that someone who could even be suicidal is still a ben das from a Mefurash Gemara on the Afsam of Vavam and Alf. This riot is brought by the sefer called the Zichron Yosef, the author of Zichron Yosef, one of the Gedolei Yisrael that people don't know so much about. It was, you know, brought the riot, and another Yehuda quoted the riot from him and confirmed it. On the bottom of Samah Vavam and Aleph, the Gemara says the following case. A man said, Kisu get the Yishti, and he fell off a roof. Yeme Atzmo Nopal Harezeget. Why Harezeget? So obviously, he knew that his time was drawing near, that he was suicidal, and therefore, although he used the word kisvu, didn't use the word kisvu tnu, obviously it was a shasakona gedola, and therefore we assume that the get is a valid get. So the Zichron Yosef, wait a minute, the guy's suicidal. Suicidal we consider to be, you know, not in his right mind, right? Afal pikein, the get is valid. So this guy had mora shchayra, whatever he had, some kind of depression. Even someone who's suicidal commits suicide right afterwards, the get is considered to be valid. That's an interesting riot, which apparently he was a mechadish of this riot. That's really what's new in this whole sefer. I mean, it's not many pages. But what's new in terms of the Raya's from Shas, the biggest Kiddush, this is a sefer of over 100 pages, but what I could find in the Raya's from Shas proper, that's what I came out with this from the sefer, with that. Then they bring Raya's from Lashon Teshuva Sarash, and the guy is in that way, is not really thinking straight, but he can't get as a valid get. So that's what I wanted to bring to your attention. I don't want to spend too much time on the other things that I read, which are fascinating from the perspective of Jewish history and the authority of a particular Beis Din, and whether one Beis Din is answerable to another Beis Din, and Rabban have a right to say that I'm not going to tell you the reasons. That's fascinating. And the accusations that there were people who were rich who influenced various Dayanim, it's all in here. So that's not for the Shia itself. I just put it's an interesting historical value, but we have a more important role to try to understand what the din is. So that's that. Then, I also received yesterday, courtesy of the virtual Beis Medrash from Har Etzion. Mamish, it came out yesterday. It's amazing. It was first sent out on the 9th of November at 6:15 and 59 seconds in the morning. I assume that's when you pick it up, but an article by a doctor who was a shelter. I assume it has something to do with the Daf Yomi, which was Chagiga Daf Gimel. I assume that's how it's. Anyway, he says that as I said, Rosh Hashivan, he must be a psychiatrist. The definition of shelter is someone who's psychotic. That's what he says, psychotic. I think he's right. But the three different kinds. Shelter government, completely insane. The chronic schizophrenic patients, or psychotic patients. Itim cholev, itim shelter, who cycles in and out of psychosis. He says, that's a manic depressive of a bipolar patient, as an example. Okay? And he maybe is considered sane and competent when not cycling in the psychotic state. So I think that's correct. So yesterday, when I read your Reb Chaim Brisker's understanding, so I think I made a mistake. I thought that, I don't know, I got the impression at least from the Reb Chaim, as it's called by the Chazon Yecheskel, that someone who is manic is considered to be shelter gomer, not itim itim. But I think it's more mistaken to say he's itim itim, and when he's neither extreme, neither pole, to be considered someone who is a bardas. Then it's shelter ledavarecha. That's an expression which is not found in Shas, to my knowledge. Shelter ledavarecha. He's insane in only one domain, coherent in other areas. That's called delusional disorder. So people have to think, I'm being followed, I'm being poisoned, I'm being infected, I'm being deceived, I'm being diseased. He's psychotic in a circumscribed area, but otherwise he's competent. This is what he writes. I think this is accurate. Okay? This is, again, for your information.
Who is that?
It's an article which came off the email, internet. I don't know how you describe these things, but this came from a doctor who wrote under the general virtual Beis Medrash of the Yeshiva Setzion. Very nice. And there's apparently part two. You have any part two yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Part two is kind of only part one. So maybe part two will be also of interest. I have to tell you something which is not no get to anything, but I just can't help telling you this. I was reminded of the Indian, talking about how things can get involved in machlokes. And just last night, I'm reading it before this Or Hayosha, I get these paskvilin given to me. What does that mean? They have in Borough Park, there's a machlek, it's about an Eruv. I don't know if you ever heard about this one. Unbelievable. There's a big Das Torah, they have Borough Park. Well, that's the question. There's a letter here with, I saw this letter in the newspapers. That's 15 signatures of big Rabbonim, and with signatures, and they're right at the bottom of the AC, it says, what does that word say? Superimposed. Mezuyah. They say it's forged. Right? And they explain in the back why it's Mezuyah, and they go back and forth. It's amazing. I found it so fascinating. That they're going back and forth whether it's true, whether it's not true. I'm saying that the fact that there are, it's called Yerah Kol V'Yishpot, number one, and now number two. Now, the fact that there are disputes in the Jewish world is about an Eruv. There are disputes about in the Jewish world about many things, and you find interesting writings. This is reminded me. This is a 1999 version of a dispute that existed, I don't even, a totally different area of halacha. But they write letters, and accusations, and forgeries. I found this very interesting. this happened some years ago. I think it's quite a few years ago. It was a Hefner Meir Rabbonim issue in the very famous family. Both families are extremely famous families in the yeshiva world. And there's again a whole book, in effect, called Yera HaKol V'Yishvot, where one of the rabbis of one of the families writes on pamphlet this big, explain why the Hefner Meir Rabbonim is no good. And then somebody from the other family wrote a response, why it is good. So, you know, sometimes things are put out into the street, and let's see how the people vote. People vote. It's when the people decide. Well, hopefully, at the end of the day, the people who keep mitzvahs are people, and regular, plain people. And as a matter of fact, I want to talk about this next. In the middle of this lengthy discussion of a get, which is written, and others say it's no good, I believe, here it is. This is this one now. This is from the Noda Behuda. It's up to the right page. I did that. Page Lamed Testament Beis in the same. Look at this. Uzuchol Yemal Solom, Mashiir B'Dorah Shel Hasma. The Sinu the Sma, Talmud of the Ramon, goes back. You know how many years ago? It goes back 400 years ago. Shusida Bivina Get Shomoras Bat Sheva, Umarami Lublin, Rotz Olavat La Get, Itam Shlo Girish Shel Meimus Moves, Kei Meshavah Mecholio Nivat La Get. That's what I want to talk about. Chuvas Marama Lublin, from Kufchav Bey to Kufchav Zion. There's six chuvas in a row about this. He said the get was no good. He said because he only divorced at the next sukkah from Nishach. Mamash, the next sukkah we're going to learn this. We have to finish this sukkah. Next week we're learning this. Talking about this Marama, this sukkah. Get is given. You don't make any conditions. But it's clear you're only given the get because you expect to die. And he didn't die. As I said, he just got the gold. God helped. And he didn't die. He recovered from his illness. And now the whole tumult. Maram said the get is no good. Maram Lublin, no, he's printed in the back. He's a big man. Everyone knows Maram Lublin. That's the Maram in the back, right? Listen to this now. What happened? And Maram Yaffa, Baal Levushim, another famous rabbi. Levush, the famous Levush, Ramon Chayafa, the famous Talmud of the Ramon. He also held that Maram Lublin was right. So these are not just machlokes now in Borough Park. These are Gedolei HaDoros, whose works we still read now 400 years later. I don't know, I wish a bracha had all these signatories in Borough Park, so we should look at their svarim in 400 years, but no guarantee. But we're still learning their svarim, and they're arguing somehow two against one. Two say no good and one says good, but the people whose svarim we're still learning today. Hold on. There was a Netzu Kochachme HaDor, Afal Pikein, Uberosh Amar Shah. Ma'ashah, yeah! The Ma'ashah! Not just names, you know, print. These are people who lived real lives. They are the Ma'ashah. Can you imagine? I'm focused on Ma'ashah and Ma'arah. You can't imagine. They're printed on the same page next to each other for the Dairi Dairis. There is a tremendous disagreement. So you have the Ma'ashah and the Sma on one side, the Ma'aram and the Levush on the other side. And apparently the Marshah, the majority, they got all the rabbonim in the country to put a cherem against anybody who's motzi las. V'nises liyachusay eretz. And she married someone who was a very important person, married her. They weren't worried about it, that she didn't get was no good. So Kavachoymer, he says, in this case, that's what the Navi was driving at. Certainly in this case, we should be making. Despite that one Bezin in Frankfurt says the other way around. They're not talking to their reasons, he gives them lots for. This is one of the most incredible letters. He goes into some lumpus here too. Well, the Torah Yaradeya says this, and Nebuchadnezzar says this. It's not what we call pure politics, but it's amazing what's in here. Besides the actual pure halach. Okay, just as a reminder. So we have to always try to keep perspective on these kinds of things. That's what I wanted to show you. You can look at this later if you want. Amazing. All right. Here in the sugya itself, though. I want to discuss as follows. The Beis Yosef tried to bring a riot to the Rambam that the Rambam seems to be of the opinion that Shot L'Dover Rechid is a Shot. Where did he get it from? So the Beis Yosef is like this. There are two brises. There's a braisa which says three things, and a braisa which says one thing. Frek the base, a tremendous kasha. How can it be? How can it be that one braisa says three things and one braisa says one thing? You should have one collective braisa, which you should have everything. What's going on? If Shogul is of a record of the Shogul, we understand. This is just giving examples. That's a Yosef Karo's Raya. The fact that one Bryson can say three, and one Bryson can say one, and they don't seem to be bothered by the fact that some things are omitted from the respective Bryces, just indicates that all the examples in the Gemara and Chagiga, what's called Dugma Biyamanakte, there's examples. This is in the Beis Yosef, it's in the Kuf Chof Aleph, the one I asked you to see. It's in the Kuf Chof Aleph. So they gave Dugma Biyam. That's what he says. I was thinking, though, that according to what we saw from Reb Chaim and Brisk yesterday, maybe we can be Docha the Rai. Because there are really two kinds of Das. Das, what's called Das Shagishta, is a question from the Gemara. Das Shagishta, mixed up guy, psychotic. And those are the three examples of psychosis. And this is, we'll call it Das Kalishta. He's Pashat Shvach, he's weak. His Das never develops. That's the example of some of those Ma'abed Mashinosno. No, he's just, as we saw, Reb Chaim was quoted by Reb Chatzka Lebamsky, that he never develops. He develops physically, he just never developed mentally. He's still thinking of the thoughts of a child who could be Ma'abed Mashinosno. No, I want to discuss in detail what that means. So I was thinking, according to this division between the three parts Reb Chaim Brisker held from, then perhaps we can refute the raya of the Beis Yosef. Now, but a very important point is someone who is a shvach a kup, right? Shvach, is he considered a shot or not? Reb Chaim said yes. That's the third example. Reb Chaim called Reb Cheskel Abramsky called Reb Chaim. It's someone whose body developed, but his mind did not. Still has the mind of a cotton. Those are the exact words. Quoted from Reb Chaim. Still has the mind of a cotton, right? Has the mind of a cotton. Or should we say that's not called a shot? That we called it a pesi. Psoyim b'yoser. That's what Rabbi Nachmani said. So who's right? Is there a machlekes? So perhaps Rabbi Osai is no machlekes. So you're talking about Shalom b'olam. Depends how slow he is, how limited is he. For example, I want to show you Gemara in the sixth parak. He had a Gemara in Avsam of Dal and Avibes, which we sort of looked at briefly a few weeks ago. I'm going to go into it. It was not really at that time. The Gemara says if you hear halfway down, Samuel Dalam and Vase, Kol Shemeshameres, Dover Acham Achmas Gita. Someone gives her a newspaper, and she thinks it's a get. And she holds on, here, this is my get. Spread the Gemara, Hoshayta Bialmahi. Now, she's not lying in the cemetery, and she's not walking in the middle of the night, and she's not ripping up clothes, and she's not. She just thinks that the newspaper is a get. She's slow. You see, someone who's very slow can be considered in the category of Shota B'Yalma. However, Rav Zalman Nechemia was talking about a Pesi, is someone who is smarter than that, just doesn't have it all there. Yesterday we had suggested that initially that the Shir is a 13-year-old Das. Now that's by a Ben Noach, we saw that that's smart. That's by a Ben Noach. What about by Yisrael? So we sort of suggested that you can't say that. You can't say you need the intelligence of an average 13-year-old. Half the people are going to be not by mitzvah, they're by mitzvah. Can't be. But where's another Shir? Give me another Shir. So not 13. Do I hear 11? Do I hear 9? Give me a number. You have to have some kind of number. If it's going to be a number, what is this? So, sure enough, I saw a number in the Mincha Shlom. Found a number there. What's that? He says, Onas HaPu'utos. You already pointed out, we learned the sugya, that Pu'utos might be a dinda, a level, I think Rabbi Chanan points out, might be a dinda Araisa Pu'utos. So the particular takana of Mikcha, Nekachum, Memkara, Menka, maybe the Rabbanan, but based upon the Hilchos Gittin, which you saw, maybe a Shira of a Doraisa. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has in the same tshuva, Mincha Shlomo, Siman Lama Dalet, he suggests this shir, the shir of Pu'utos. Bar Mitzvah Bocha has the minimum shir of, we'll call it, Pu'utos, right? Pu'utos, we'll see soon what that means exactly. Then perhaps he would be considered in the category of a Ben Das. Why? Again, he's 13 years old. The age is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and he has some level of Das. What level is there? We only have a Davel. We only have a level of 13. What else? What other line is there? So, Shlomo Zalman has this tshuva again. Similar Madalah Nechoshlova Chelak Aleph. He has the shear of Pu'utos. How old is Pu'utos? Take a look at the Gemara. Anaf Nun Tesem and Aleph. I think I may have put it on the Mamma Kamas, no? What does it say there? Well, some are 6, and some are 10. So, most of the Fum Chufe. Some are sharper, and they reach that level at the age of 6, and some reach it at the age of 10. So, you're left with nowhere. So, I thought the answer was take the average, which is 8. So, it could come out the way we're saying now. We have another Shear. The Shear is an 8-year-old. Whoever has the intelligence of an 8-year-old, maybe sufficient intelligence to consider him a Ben Das. And if he's 13 years old physically, and has a Das of an 8-year-old, which includes, I imagine, 99.something% of B'nai Mitzvah, so then he'd be considered a Bar Mitzvah.
Yeah. Once we're not, also is on an 8, right? It's a certain level.
Right.
So why do we need to take an average? Just say that.
I'm just going to say, by economic. I'm just saying, but if you had to measure it in terms of age, you're right, you just look at it, but you want to give a certain measure.
You want to give it a mission for
yeah, no, I think, Elliot's right. On Samachayim and Aleph, there's a Gemara. On Samachayim and Aleph, the Gemara has Putos, Mikcha, Menkcha, Memkara, Memkara, Bimetalpin, Ukonegdu, Biktana, Miskareshet. She knows the difference between the get and something else. Right? So if you don't know the difference, if you don't know the difference again and something else, you can be considered to be a shaiter. That's what one could say.
So if you do know, then
but the problem is, hold on a second, slowly. No, but hold on, I'm not finished yet. Because the Gemara has a case over here before that. Gilamidas Bekot, Sror Vizorko, Egos Vinotlo. That's Zochel Atzav and Zochel Achayim. Putos can even do Mimkara Memka. So Tzror v'Zorko v'Egos v'Nolto, that's the lower level shear. He just knows the distance between a piece of some food and a pebble. So let's figure it out. So how many kinds of tanim are there? Normally developing tanim. A very young cotton doesn't know the difference between a walnut and a pebble. It's all the same. Then he reaches a level where he knows the difference between a walnut and a pebble, but he's not Putos yet. He's not Putos yet. So therefore, he can be Zorko, but he can't be Machna. Then he's Putos and then Bar Mitzvah. So that's all the different subdivisions. Okay, let's see. So the question becomes, so we're going to say that we're trying to make a shalom between Reb Chaim and Reb Zalman Nechemia's presentation. Say what? That if the person has intelligence, let's go start from the beginning. So we can't say that you need 13-year-old intelligence. That's you need an average, half the people that are not Bar Mitzvah. Let's say you're 8 years old. Let's say for argument's sake, because we have that shear. If you have 8-year-old intelligence, and you're biologically 13, you're a Bar Mitzvah. Fine. If not, then what? So we can argue, then you do what we call a Pessy. That's what we call you a Pessy. You're, how about a Shota? I have Chaim said if you just don't develop at all mentally, you're considered to be a Shota. Well, there could be another point. What's that point? When you're so slow that you're not reached the level of Tzror V'Zorko, Egos V'Noklo. You know the difference between valuables and things that are not valuable. And there are other people who are 13 years old who aren't even on that level. So that guy could be considered to be in the category of a Shot, Esper, Abchaim. That's Ma'abed Komash, the same as Ma'abed Komash and Oslo. He can't allow anything. If he doesn't know the difference between a food and a pebble, so what's he going to hold on to? Nothing. I can't give you an age. I can't figure out age-wise. I don't know. I look for the ages. I can't find it. My undoing is And in Afsanachay, the Rambam had an opposite girsa over here. So I couldn't look it up in Ilchus Smiyah, because he has a different girsa. So whatever it be, 4 years old, I just, if we're talking averages, let's take, by a girl, perfect. 4, 8, and 12. Alright, there it is. I'm just at all approximation. So 4 years old, there's really no difference between a pebble and an almond, it's all the same thing. Till 8 years old, he's not a shaykh, but we'll call him a pesi. From 8 on, he has enough das to consider him a godel, as long as he's reached a total of 13 years chronologically. That's what I wanted to suggest as a mahalach, which will take away a lot of the machloks. If you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Zechiyah, when he quotes his din, 1 second, I can find it. Gil is the Chatan, Dalid, Hilchos, whoops, where's Dalid? I don't see it. But I wrote it down. I wrote it for skin now, I don't think so. I did? Did it for skin when the Ramah comes?
Oh, no, you looked it up.
No, I put it. Perik Dalet Alok Avav. Sorry. Look what he writes. Dalet Avav. No. I'm looking at the wrong place. Hachia Zocha Godel Ben Das. Alok Zion, excuse me. Ram compares the two. So it means that we can say, like a Pchaim, that if you're underage, it's Tzorah V'Zorah, we'll say 4, picking a number. You're less than a 4-year-old intelligence, so that's Taka considered to be in the category of a Shaita, because you just, Mav Mashal, so you just don't know what's going on. But if you're between 4 and 8, we'll call you a Pesi. I'm trying to make it categories. Call him a Pesi. And a Pesi would be Potter Menah Mitzvahs, for which he's a Pesi. If you can, it's not a Chsaron and Gavra, as we said yesterday. If you can train him, then in fact there'll be certain things he can do. He has the intelligence of between 4 and 8 years old. And the intelligence of an 8-year old, as a Shlomo Zalman will have it, so then you're already considered a Ben Das, as long as you're 13 years old, chronologically. Or 12 for a girl, just to make it easy to remember. 4, 8, 12. Yes?
I don't know when you feel the need to determine the age for between Sar and Ivers.
I don't have to.
Because we said, who does the one didn't give a qualifying action?
Well, I gave an age. Before.
No, he gave an age, he gave an action. So
right.
The other one just looks. See if he
can. In economics, I just was asking around. I asked in my house, so how old do you have to be this? They said, around 4.
2 or 3
already? I don't know. They weren't sure what that meant.
They have to see it.
Eloy. You must have been Eloy at age 2 already. Again, I'm using the word 4 only as an approximation. I have no basis for it. Yeah.
So what's the
katan under the age of 13, no matter how brilliant he is, Alpidin is not a Ben Das. What if he's over 13? But he's very slow. There's a range of intelligence. He's a very slow 13-year-old.
So we're saying that a bar mitzvah also requires a certain level of das?
Pashtus?
House.
That's what we were saying. I mean, he doesn't know. I don't know exact numbers. So Shlomo Zalman has in this discussion here in the Mincha Shlomo, Simon Lama Dalin, he throws in the onus hapu'utos. He throws it in as a shir, right? As an onus hapu'utos. Now, that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. I might not have said it on my own, but on the other hand, we don't have any. What other shirim do we have? You can't say that he's a shir of a 13-year-old. Because then the average, then half the people who are from it aren't going to be b'nai mitzvah. That can't be.
That's a different thing what we said yesterday, that is a lachal moshe
m'sinai. I'm not saying a difference. I'm saying that the 13 is a lachal moshe m'sinai. That I agree with you. But here, for example, I'll give an example. The Gemara says, Chere shot the ketanim. He quotes Rashi, believe das. That's davka b'chayagavna shu mamash shote v'log sheshlo das shal pu'utos. Okay? If you have a das of pu'utos, you're not considered to be in the category of cheresh or shote. We're throwing that in over here. That may be of help to us. So if you have the das of a pu'utos, so you may have some, that's what he says. It's talking about mefagrim. So then he's considered to be, and he hits 13 years old, he's considered to be in the category of a godel and chayav and mitzvahs. He has some das and tumah peutos. If he has less das and peutos, so I'm assuming now we might be able to call him what we call a pesi. And pesi is potter and mitzvah, which he doesn't understand, right? And a shaita, I wouldn't call a guy like a shaita. Shaita is a chiddush of Reb Chaim. He's completely lacking das. So it's just like a 3-4 year old. It's on a much lower level. He doesn't even have that. Tzoror v'zorko. That's the same as Mabed Mashal Nelson, though. So that's why I wanted to make a mahalach over here. Perhaps.
So how do we do this l'maaseh?
So again, you have these cases of children who are very underdeveloped. So you have to have a...
Do we take the IQ of 8 and use that as a...
If you ask me, as a starting point, that's what I would start with. Just ask what, you know, the IQ tells you, what is the equivalent, because it's something... To figure these things out, but they do testing. They do testing. And he has the equivalent age of a 9-year-old, of a 2-year-old. That's how they talk. These educators or special ed and all this kind of experts. I want to tell you another thing. In this thing from the Gush, it says that quote the Rambam, the determination of who's a shaita can only be done by the Bezdin. It's correct. Rambam's Nuchas Edus. The Edus is the Bezdin. But in terms of what is chayv and mitzvahs, I don't think you're the best. You're a rov. Who knows what's going on? So I'm not sure whether my model is correct or not. But that's what I think. And we at least start from that. And then, of course, we have to use a little bit judgment. There's always judgment to be used.
What was your conclusion about
the Enoch? Yes, Benin, okay, too. Also, he has, and Rav Shlomo also has. He says, you have a Ben Noach. He says, same business. Look what he says. He knows what's going on. And you bene Noah. Chaya b'sheva mitzvahs, he says. We got Nera Galea. Whee! Yeah, Shlomo Zalman. Giving death penalty here. He said, if a guy doesn't hear, doesn't speak, but he's considered to be a bad. See, that's what bothers me. This seems to me to force you to hold like a son-in-law of Zalman Nechemia, that by Yid is halacha Moshe Misina. Because once you say that you're going to kill a Ben Noach, that means that he has the Metzias intelligence, then how can you then turn around and say, well, he doesn't really have intelligence unless he's backing out? You have to look at the Tshuva a little more carefully. I don't think so. I would say that probably he doesn't give you an age. He says it's famous. When it comes to Honin Hashim Elul Yisrael Bulvad, so by Yisrael to the age of 13, correct? By Bnei Noach, as long as you see a Sichl Shalom Karoi, Dino Kegadol. And, what does that mean? So what does that mean? How old must he be? The equivalent of how old must he be? I don't know. Maybe it means again, Putos. And if a guy has the intelligence of an 8-year-old, then no matter how old he is, he could be 13, he could be 9, he could be 6. From Khurfe. His intelligence of an 8-year-old, it's arguable that he would be Chayev an Onshin. Chayev Mitzvah and Chayev Yonshin. There is no 13 magic number when it comes to a God. Again, you have to look a little more carefully in the Shuvah, very interesting Shuvah similar to Ramadan. Okay. But one thing is clear, that with respect, Shotel Dabarev, what's our love? So we mentioned, we'll come back to that in a minute, but certainly one thing is clear. With respect to that for which you are a shota, then your potter and your actions are nothing, because with respect to that, you don't know what's going on. That's clear. How do we know it's true? The Shagas Arya says so. That's true, which is printed here in Ara Yosher, printed in the back of the Sefer Shagas Arya Simon Base. Proof, Rabbi Osai? Take Kodaikas. According to Mishlokash, Kodaikas is not a shota. Why? Samya Biyodo. He can take his pills, he can do this, and he can get better. Nonetheless, the mission is beforeish. Why is a kredikas and he instructs you to give a get? That's babble. That's nothing. He gives a muscle. He says, Rav Shlomo says, that kredikas is not a show. It's a yoshing. No. The guy was in his sleep, sleeping. And in his sleep he says, he's dreaming. Oh, my wife, you know, you don't like me anymore. I want to give you a get. I tell everyone to give a get to my wife. And he's mamish in his sleep. To give a get on that basis? Of course not. I is only asleep, not a shaita. But what he says while he's asleep is meaningless. So too, Kudaikis, according to Mishlokish, and so too, shows the Dover Echad for us, for that Dover Echad. If he doesn't understand about buying and selling, so he can't sell. He doesn't understand about marriage, he can't marry a divorce. That's clear from the Gemara. What about a Pesi? So again, a Pesi with respect to mitzvah that he understands is Chayef. With respect to those he does not understand, he is an Anus. He's not a Ptur Gavra Rabos. That's very important. There's no Ptur Gavra. It's just an Anus. He doesn't understand, so he can't do it. Mine up Kamina. So Rav Moshe already said it as Rav Zalman Lechem almost verbatim. Ain Chiyav Mitzvah Lachatzoyin. They talk much the same language. There's no Chiyav halfway. So if you are a Shoter for certain things, you're part of Mikol HaMitzvah. What Rambam says, Yilichos Eidus, you're part of Mitzvah, and as such, you're part of the Eidus. Isha, Eved, the whole Tzadashav and Baba Kama. But if you're not a Shoter, just that, you're a Pesi, you don't understand. It's not some kind of psychosis. So then, you'll say, it's really Chayav in all the Mitzvahs. Except what? With this mitzvah, he's potter, like I said yesterday. He has no arm, he can't put on tefillin. He has no head, he can't do this mitzvah. But it's not a Techal Hashem and Gavra of a Din Shot. That's what I thought. Oh. So I found that a total aside. But I can't, if Rav Zalman Lechem, someone's irresistible. You can't, it's just amazed, you walk away in amazement. He calls it Oynag Yontif. And Yontif says there could be a shaita, a pesi, who's smart enough to marry but not to divorce. That's the worst. If he's, you know, low level, so all right, whatever. However he was before, so he is after, you know. He said, no, why? Because the Gemara is not from the end of Gittin. But he gets a special requirement. You have to know not only that now you're married and tomorrow you're divorced. You have to understand the concept that it's the piece of paper itself which is effecting the divorce. In other words, there could be a person who thinks, okay, today I'm married, tomorrow I'm divorced. How? Because the rabbi said so. How? Because I said so. How? Because she said so. And the paper is just the proof. To understand the abstraction that a paper can effect something, can create something, that requires a little higher level of intelligence. So the Yontif is afraid of having these various psoim who will understand the concept of marriage. You know, marriage means a man and a woman in a room together, in a house together. They understand it, so from their parents. And they understand that gives her a ring, and he doesn't have to understand the intricacies. The ring makes kiddushin. But, as long as it's making kiddushin, he's in the limit, it's good enough. With respect to gerushin, you have to know that it's a piece of paper that's created the gerushin. You don't know that, so you can be considered a pesi. So now here's bad news. What do you do as a Zalman Lechemia if you want to worry about the Onigata? The easiest way is to say, we don't pass the Onigata. It's wrong. That's easy. But if you do, what do you do? Say something this wild, unbelievable scheme. Yes, Eitan.
I was just going to say, I think you mentioned this before, that even the Pashut people in the street, how do they know? Are they aware of this abstraction about a get?
See, that's what we tell them. We tell them that it's very important to instruct the people at a get, that this is the piece of paper itself is creating a divorce, and the average person can understand it.
I see that most people would know that here too.
You tell them. This guy can't even, if you tell him, he can't grasp it. Oh. Look at this incredible situation. He's trying to create some kind of a new way. It's like this. Look, he says, we don't know if this man is a bar hochi to divorce his wife. We don't know. We're not sure if he can or can't. If he can, he'll give a divorce. He wants a divorce. If he can't, it's trouble. Look at this now. This guy is going to marry his wife with a ring. Okay? The ring is to be purchased in the 47th Street. No? Everyone buys a ring? 47th Street. Daddy, yeah? Everyone knows? 47th Street. Right? That's the Yiddish Geschäft there, the diamond and the jewelry. They give you plain rings there too. You can plain, you know, gold bands without any jewel, any diamonds. You get it, 47, fine. So let's say, for example, I'm going to go to pick up the ring for this Pesi. Pesi's a little slow, he's not going to run on 47th Street. Okay, Mr. Pesi, I'll go pick it up for you for 47th Street. Fine. So he comes up with the most incredible, incredible thing. He says that when the Mr. X on 47th Street gives me the ring and I buy it for the Pesi, I acquire it for him. Al atnai! It's a mind-boggling statement. Al atnai! On a condition. What does it mean? I'm acquiring this ring on the condition that either he's not going to divorce her, or if he divorces her, that the gerushin will be valid. So now, I then give the ring to the Pesi. He marries his wife. If they live happily ever after, it's fine, they're married. it comes to a point where he decides to divorce her. So if the get is good, the get fine. I mean, it's sad, but at least she's divorced. If you have the worst case scenario, that he marries her and then he decides to divorce her, and the divorce is not good if not a yantim, then we say, you know what happens? They were never married. They were never married. Why? Because the ring that he gave her didn't belong to him. You make it everything explicit, should be explicit as far as the tonight of the purchaser from the diamond district guy. The Pessy knows nothing to the Zama. Doesn't know anything. Not know anything. Gezel? No. Yeah, sure. Great, great. Pashas, the ring, yeah. I was wondering. Hey, there's a whole book, the two big books, Yesh Tanai Ben Nisuin and Ein Tanai Ben Nisuin. I'm not going to read these books. For example, in 100 years ago plus, in France, the government made a decree called civil divorce. So then there was no such thing. You got to have a religious divorce. So the rabbis in Paris saw already then that what's going to happen is people get civil divorce and no religious divorce. It'd be a total disaster. And we're so used to it, but it was the first time it happened in Jewish life. So they wanted to make a condition. For the case, in case this marriage is that leads to a civil divorce, the marriage should be retroactively null and void. So the Gedolim said, you can't do that. Why? Because even if you set a condition, you can't do it because Ein adam osa bilas bilas nus, and it's going to be a bia, and he's not going to want to have a bia to be conditional that if it's going to come to a civil divorce, he should be violating the issur of znus his whole married life. So therefore, no good. So they wrote a whole book in 1930 called Ein Tanai Ben Nisuin, which came out in Europe, and because the thing resurfaced, and Jews from Gedolim for all the generations. Well, wouldn't you know that somebody would put a book out in the 60s called Yesh Tanai Ben Nisuin. And the truth is, it's a Mefurash Ramah. Ramah is a case of a Tanai Ben Nisuin. What's the case? It's in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, and the Ramah in Evanes, the Marie Bruna, goes back to the hundreds of years. What was the case? A man was going to marry a woman, but the woman was very nervous that there was a brother-in-law around. And if she would die without him having any children, she's going to be stuck with chalitza, and he won't come, and he will hold her up, or whatever. So he made a condition on tonight's drama. In the case the man died with no children, you should say that the marriage is retroactively is null and void, and therefore there's no problem with even the chalitza. And most of it works. No, if it works there, let it work everywhere. So every condition should be out tonight. That's what these people said. It's their Ramah. Well, we're calling it Ramah. We'll get to that. We'll talk about that. That's the next one. So, Gedolei Yisrael had two primary responses to this. Number one was, even if you're right, to make every single get in France or in any country to be al tanai is a disaster. It undermines the whole Kedushas Klal Yisrael. That's a general comment. Number two, they said they're afraid, and Adam also bilas bilas nus. Either on both cases, it's the same thing. They said no. A person that would never want, this is the psychology, a person would never want that he married a woman and in his lifetime, without her getting a get, she goes with some other man. No married man wants that to ever happen. And he should have to be forced to just watch what's going on. That would be terrible. No man wants that to see that happen. But in the Ramos case, it can't happen. Why can't it happen, gentlemen? Yep, he's dead. Dead. The only time this happens is if he's dead. Because there's no possibility of even a chalitza until he dies. He dies with no children. So if he dies with no children, he'll never live to see that day. So then we say, oh, she is retroactively, she never was married to him. Now she can marry someone else out and he gets. He'll never see that day. That's why it's good. If it's something which she's going to see, whenever she goes to the second court in France to give a second of divorce, so she's not married, or some other condition of you pick, she'll be an aguna, quote unquote, for a year, whatever you get. Either way, if he's going to see it, he's not going to want it. It's an umduna which the Gedolei Yisrael had. Yes, okay.
This is what
every time you want to have a case in which a woman's afraid to marry, why? Because she knows the brother-in-law. and she knows he may not give her a chalitza, so let's do the same trick. Let's arrange. And her husband loves her very much. She says, I'm not going to marry her. I'm afraid of your brother. Okay, so shidduch is off. No, I have an idea. We'll go to 47th Street. We'll have the tabas be given b'tanai. And what will the tanai be? This tanai of the Ramah. In case there'll be a problem of even the chalitza. I'm not giving you the ring. The ring should not be acquired by the husband. Okay, should work. So now give the other case. It's dumb. You're afraid of an aduna situation. So do the same thing. I'll give you a tanai. But if it's going to be a civil divorce, on that condition, there'll be a civil divorce, I'm not acquiring the ring for the chosen. So if the chosen doesn't know anything about it, he doesn't know anything about it. So the chosen takes the ring, gives it to his wife, they live happily, as married, as shot, no problem. If it's a civil divorce 5 years later, turns out they were never married. They're the best of all worlds. And you can't always stay over here and all the most civilized, because he, as Elliot correctly pointed out, the ring is never his, it's not in his hands. To have a good kiddushin. Even if you want a good kiddushin, you can't have a good kiddushin. Of course. Unless you'll say he really knows about it. And it could be a bealish and kiddushin anyway. Because Isha Dikas Bishlosh Drachim, the Ketzav Ishtar will be bealed. No. But if he doesn't know about it, he has no clue in the world that there's anything wrong possibly with his kiddushin. So there's no Biel Hashem Kiddushin. He's assumed the Kiddushin is the ring. And therefore, when it suddenly breaks up and they get the son getting divorced, so then they were never married. So the answer might be Enochinami works, but the problem is, how are you going to get the ring to the guy with a Tanai? If it's a Pessy, he doesn't know what's going on. But if he's not, he's a Shoppy, and I'm myself. So then, you know, she'll say to him, you know, I'll pick up the ring. I'll pick up the ring for you. And she picks up the ring from the guy and makes this tanai and gives it to her husband. But you know, that's not going to work all the time. The woman picks out the ring, but the man pays for it, no? Usually. He has to pay. So that's why we have no money. I'll tell you, remember when I got married. So we had the 47th Street. Yeah. I got a ring. But I didn't realize it was kind of zooted. I didn't want to know. She picked up with a car. The car in 47th Street is insanity. So what happened was, I dropped off the collar in front of the store on 47th Street, and I said, pick out any ring you want. Drove around the block. Drive around the block on 47th Street takes a good 5 minutes to go around the block, because you have to go, you know, around the 5th Avenue, 6th Avenue, whatever. Came back 5 minutes later. She's outside already. I said, okay, now you drive around the block. So she drove around the block. While I drove around the block, I paid the guy. That's it. Two drives around the block, and you have the ring finished. But the buyer said, I paid, I got it. So you have to make a new shtickle that, I don't know, he just drives around twice around the block, and she gives her the money somehow, and then she buys it on tonight, a new stick of that. No one should know about it. You can't do it, no one should know about it. But in a particular case, maybe it would work. You can't make a particular clothing like this, but it's a particular marriage. You're afraid of some kind of bad situation. You just zalman lechem's trick. It's hard to believe that it's going to work, but I mean, that he has it printed in Tchumen. Yes?
Why do zalman lechem require that someone else do it for the best? Why can't the best people buy out?
He doesn't explain why, but I'm explaining to what I think the reason is. Because the Pesi buys a latnai, and he knows in the back of his mind there's a chance this marriage is no marriage, he may have in mind to be a kaddish for bia. That's what I think the answer is. So that's not, no. Yes? You were right, Yavam. The Ramos, not everyone agrees to Ramos, but the Ramos quotes it in Shulchan Aruch. Right, so probably because he's dead. That's what some of the first will explain. Why they're about having in this particular case.
What about
her? I was afraid that she agreed to this before, and it turned out he's never married. True. You're asking a kasha, Gevalt, you mean over this piece of nus. How can it be? Hamakadesh isha kufnun zayin daud. Yesh lo ach mumar yochol lekadesh ulahasnos bitznai kofel shem tipo lefnei mumar liyavam shelo tehei mekudesh. Mari Brunem. This started a whole controversy. Okay, this is the source. Kufnun zayin dal neramah. Okay, I to yes, how can it be? But it's going to be a bias nus. So I once had a shtickle pyro about this. I don't know if it's true. that what's biyaznus? Biyaznus means that not in the context of marriage, but if you look a little more carefully in the Rambam, who holds that biyaznus is really based on d'oraisa, you get an impression it's only it's dumb if it's not at all in the context of marriage. It's called isa kadesha, kadesha kadesha. But over here, from the perspective of the husband, he is marrying her. It's not in his hands to do or undo this marriage. It all depends on the tzias, whether he's going to die with children or without children. You just know who's going to die first. You know, all these facts are not clear to you. So therefore, and maybe it's arguable, it's not an issue of we'll call Pulega, or things of this nature. It's not. But I don't, that's not our topic for today. It's a carried away because it's in the... You look it over here. What are you looking for? Some, the other thing?
No,
the,
yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Is this in Zemara?
So you want to ask something about this?
No, is this where you wrote it?
I wrote? What did I write?
About...
which one?
Isa
Kadesha. Oh, I wrote something about Kadesha somewhere. Not there. Somewhere else. Anything, I think, in memory of Rabbi Goldberg, the clone of that's where it is. Yeah.
Just to clarify, you
think
it's
done
in any cases you
want to
cure the person?
Doesn't work. They're not about to be less and be less loose. That's why the time don't work. So it's Amal Chem, it's a funny tonight. It's a tonight, not in the marriage, it's a tonight in the ring, and he doesn't even know about it. Kids are kosher kids. Man and woman have kids, they never married, the kids kosher. Only if they're married and she remarried again, then that's what I'm saying. Okay. Now. Oh. Did I show you the Mordechai yet? Or didn't I? Tough Papala. Did I show that yesterday? I didn't show it inside? I want to show it to you. Inside. I want to see the Mordechai and the Beis Yosef. Just look at that one line. It's a marriage of one line, I know. Tough Papala. One line. I'm sorry, Ellie. A cotton has what? Koyan? No. Kosher or Kohen, it'd be Koyan Gadol. Koyan Gadol, Koyan Gadol. Tough Kof Aleph, yeah. So he has over here, this is one line I want to read to you. This is a certain get in Würzburg. Okay? He says the beginning of Kuf Kapal. Okay? Zesh and Nitra Fadasa Baal but Ku Bedika Meshuleshes Vinizbar Lahem Kibosa Shah Cholamaya. So he responds in Lohuksak Shota. Line talks the word Shota, about the seventh line in the parrot. Vidvaram Amurim Per Kamada Chagiga Hariyoka Pikeach. That's the one line. What you see from Neil Lechaira is that the only time you're a shaita is you have those specific problems which are enumerated in Masechta Chagiga. If you have a different problem, not that problem, then according to the that day in the Mordechai, you would not be categorized as the shota. It seems to be found in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha in the Beis Yosef and in Simon Kuf Chof Aleph and in Simon Kuf Yutes. He has this idea. Seems to be against the Rambam. So Machlokas are we showing it? Oh, take a look at the Kuf Yutes. I think maybe, was it also Rambam? I think it was Rambam. Kuf Yutes, he quotes an opinion which says you have to have all three of these things. Shah and the Gemara, Chagiga, if you saw it, the Machlokas and the Gemara. He suggests maybe you need all three things. Okay? Rabbi Simcha me Shapira, Kosad la Mazakina, Bechetzka Shot to the Garish, Achiyuba Simonish Tusam of Ferocious, prepared Kama de Chagiga, will be Rishalmi and Trumas Mashma, Achiyuba Yeroba, Yuba Kulam, Upolig Tsasa Gemara Didan. Ika Simon Zeh, Hama Abe Mashinosolo, Tumyo Shtusa Yeserta Chazube, Hama Meshachar Abdo. That's the Lashon Gemara Baba Basra Kuf and Nun Hamid Beis. He's the freed all the slaves. It's Shtusa Yeserta. Uva Ochlo Rainu Simon Zeh, Afida Bedigal Otsarach, or Ebuchesna Spikeach. End quote. This is a Rabbeinu Simcha. So on the bottom he quotes the Chassam Sofer, not so happy about this expression. What do you mean? Of course we don't need all three. Any one is enough. Until the Gemara's conclusion in Chagiga. Well, maybe he means that you need either the three of the first Raisa, or the one of the second Raisa. So the first one gave three examples, right? What are they? Sleeps in the cemetery, walks in the night by himself, and rips some clothes. That's one. We have to have all three of them. And then Ma'ariv Mashi knows the Shtusi and Serta. That's a considered a Shota all by itself. Even though we pask in the Dina of the Pashtus, like the other day in Chagiga, that even one of the first three is enough to make you into a Shota. Harem and a Simcha would disagree with that before Shigamara. Says the Chassam Sofer, no. The Rabbeinu Simcha is telling you, look, it's a machloikis, and he'll show to the Kol HaTorah. So as far as the husband is concerned, where he needs das mamish, then we say, even if you did one of the three symptoms you had, you're considered to be a show to your get is no get. We're talking about the woman, the whole context of Rabbeinu Simcha, the woman who became the shtateis. So midaraisa is no problem at all, even with the complete shtus. Can still divorce her. So then the Rabbanon. So the respect of the Rabbanon, that's what we can maybe argue that it's enough, you have to have all three things. With the Rice of Ben Simcha would concede, it's enough to have any one of the three. In any event, from the Mordechai of Ben Simcha, you see Dafka these four things, as opposed to the Rambam. Most possible hold like the Rambam. The Rav Moshe is Tshuva, a famous Tshuva from the New Ban, but the guy thought his Mashiach is, after he mentions various kulas, throws in Rabbeinu Simcha as well. Maybe it should be Mitzayat, the Mordechai, Rabbeinu Simcha. If you don't have one of these three things, you're not considered to be a Shota. Adkan, this discussion. I now want to turn my attention to the second part of today's shiur, which is a much more lumdish part. It's one of the most famous lumdish sugyas about Shlichus. It all starts with a Rambam, who says that if a person divorces his wife, he appoints someone to divorce his wife, and he becomes a Shota. And they, so what does it say in Agamari? They should not just deliver the get. They didn't listen. They delivered the get anyway. What status does get have? So the Rambam writes that this get is posel. The word posel in Rambam has a very, very loaded meaning. What is posel? He tells the Pharisees what it means. What does posel mean? Posel means with the Rabbanon. With the rights of the get is a valid get. There are many who disagree with the Rambam very strongly. The Torah says, Rambam is off. It's really no good on a level of midah oraisa. A level of oraisa. Why should it only be the rabbanim? We know someone who is a shoyta can't do anything. And even though you authorized it at an earlier time, it doesn't make a difference. It's no good on a level of midah oraisa. If you take a look, if you just want to see it in print, the Shulta Giborim, page 66, end of Sitkot Hey. Can we put it in the last Rambam? Page 66. When he's crazy, completely machlokas to him and the Rambam, and the Torah is like him. If you appoint and you're good and you're while you're intelligent and sane. You appoint someone about to get for your wife, and you become insane. The get is bottle. What kind of then bottle? According to the Amos, bottle with Rabbanon, puzzle. According to the Shulta Gibarim and the Tur, it's bottle midoraisa. So the Kesef Mishnah asks why? Yes, against the Rambam. Should be bottle midoraisa. Everyone knows bottle midoraisa. Shaitan bottle midoraisa. Well, we try to limit the answers to Machlokos of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. That's the case, and it's only referring to a situation in which what? Samya Biyadon. If Yosef, Rish Lakish only asked by Sami Yehudan, but if not Sami Yehudan, it should certainly be Batul. So if Yosef Kara was so convinced that he was right in this distinction that when it came to the Shulchan Aruch, he put it in. Amazing. He put in his own teretz into the Shulchan Aruch. Unbelievable. And Simon Kuf Kof Alef Siv Beis is a distinction which he doesn't find anywhere else except for in his own Sefer Beis Yosef. I guess he was convinced he was right. He says, you don't have to get while he's still sick. How is the apostle? Wow. He's amazing, Rabbi Yosef Karo. He took himself very seriously. As he's explaining that the reason why the Rabban is only to be mad with Machlokes is Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish, when he said his thing, what kind of a case? Sam Yabiyodah. So when we say the Rambam says it's only possible, it means only must be referring to a case of Sam Yabiyodah. Wow. They all jump at him and say, how can it be? How can it be? The Rambam never said anything about it, doesn't say a word about it. How is it possible to say such a thing? How is it possible? So I saw the Mishnah Levelach there, quote to Get Pashut. Get Pashut, who said, you know what? It has to be only by the Rabbanim. Why? Because it's Mefurish in the Gemara, and our Gemara, and if I am a base, Mefurish in the Gemara, that if a man appoints a shliach to write a get for his wife and to give it to her, and then never he becomes crazed, and he returns to his sanity, what happens then? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? You give the get. Not only do you give the get, but the Gemara says, lo lechimatzu, when it gets better, lo tzorech lemedar im luchi bay. You don't have to ask him again. You don't have to ask him again. He already gave his authorization to write the get. I became nuts in between. He got out of it. I can give the get based on the original authorization. Oh. Says the Mishnah Melech. Hold on a second, I'm not finishing. Says the Mishnah Lamelech. Again, says the get Pasha, quoted by the Mishnah Lamelech. Hey! While he's incapacitated, the Din Shliach is bottle. How is it possible to give the get again when he gains his consciousness without a reappointment? Without a reappointment, it should be impossible. It should be impossible. That's the get Pasha's kasha. What must the pshat be? The pshat must be that what? As long as you appoint them in his sane mind, he can go by himself with the rice. Even if the mishalech is completely a shayta. So the neila, we say we would do that, because nirik a shayta, gomor. But what we will do is that if he was... if his shlichus was nullified by his insanity and he regained his sanity at a later date, no need for reappointment. That's his proof. That's the get Pashut's proof. So the Mishnah Melech asked against him, what are you talking about? It's against the Mishnah in Chav Gimel. On Chav Gimel, the Mishnah is discussing in general about shluchim. Right? So all kinds of shluchim who could become disqualified and requalified. The famous Mishnah Chav Gimel, if you start off good, end off good, how should I say? All's well that begins and ends well. That ends well, it's not enough. All's, that's the first lesson of the Mishnah. What? Zach Paul. Kosher tchilosa v'sofa b'das kosher. The Mishnah Mefureshes. You see the Mishnah Mefureshes. That's tchilosa v'sofa b'das is kosher. So what's the get Pasha talking about? At the minute the person loses his sanity, that the shlichus is bought. That's not what it sounds like over here. That's okay. So what's probably a better definition? The shlichus is not batel. No. But the shlichus is not batel. So then why can't the get be written and delivered while the baal is in the state of shtus? The shlichus is not batel. Here's what I think it may have challenged as follows. Rebosa. Shlucho shel Adam kemos. Shlucho shel Adam kemos. Yeah. So the pshat is that he's considered to be kemoso of the mishaleach. If the mishaleach chalila goes into status of shtus, so the shliach can be no better, although he's a perfect mind. We're going to give him the halachic status of a shayta because he's representing a shayta. So therefore, the minute the mishaleach regains his sanity, the shliach will work on his behalf. He was never this battle as such. His shliach was never completely severed. Never he was downgraded from the shlichus of a sane person to the shlichus of an insane person. And he can't do anything at that time. But still, the original shlichus from the beginning remains. Not automatically undone.
Why does he
need
stem?
It stops because he's not permitted to give the get now. Why not? Because right now, if he gave the get, we'd say shluch kamos, it's treated like a shayt, because the husband is a shayt. But if the husband recovers, then he automatically regains his original status. That's what I would have said. There's no bittul from the beginning. The Tosfos the Rosh, if you saw that in the Ma'amar Kama, says something amazing. Is there is a bittul? I'm sorry.
Can you
just repeat the get pashas? The get pashas wanted to show that's not bittul midoraisa. How come? Had it been bittul midoraisa, if it's a shliach is bittul midoraisa, how can I say lo tzorach lemluchim bei? You need not ask him a second time. The shliach is bittul. Must be the shliach is midoraisa is good. The Rabbanan said no, because of Shem Yireh kemegaresh shalta. The case may be, right?
Why is it going to be the rice and shlichus?
No. To get pashut, it says like this. If the din would be that when the shlichus is batal, then the get is no good with the rice, then you have to be tzorach lemluchibay. If you became insane temporarily, want to give the get effort to be regained insanity, you require a new mikud. We don't require it. Meforish Gemara, lo tzorach lemluchim bei. That indicates that on the level of Daraisa, the shlichus is never bottom. So Rambam is right. That's the get pashut proof.
So what's
Mishnah Hashem? Mishnah says that's crazy. That's crazy. As long as it begins and ends well, the get is good. Yes, Akasha, the shlichus is bottom. I'm answering you. Shlichus is never bottom. The shlichus is always a shlichus. He's a shlichus mitchila vatzof. A shlichus of whom? So for those 24 hours that his boss, that is the person who sent him, Nebuch lost his mind, so this shliach, although he's a perfectly sane mind, if he did something on behalf of that, mishaleach would be considered an act of a shaita. Shlucho kamoso.
How does the Mishnah
kasha, how does the Mishnah kasha, that's considered to be good, and they're talking about absolute psulim. Chayresh, for example. There's nothing to argue about. Absolute psulim, total psulim. So we say that as long as it begins and ends well, it's okay. You can't argue, it's a mission. Because the get pashut is saying that the fact that it's good in this circumstance proves that the midoraisa it's good even while he is a shot. And the question is that really true or not?
You're saying the mission goes on the level?
No, I'm saying like this. The get pashut again, one more time. Did you see the mission enough? It's pretty clear. The get pashut tries to prove from the fact that you don't need a new minui. We all know that while there's a shaita, that the shlichus is completely bottled. He's trying to prove from this that when we say completely bottled, it means only a level of derabbanan. So level of derabbanan, so we say once he regains his sanity, the get can be given immediately. But had it been a din d'oraisa, it would have required a new minui. And in fact, it does not require a new minui.
This is what the get pashut says.
The Mishnah says he thinks the whole assumption is incorrect. Because we see in the Mishnah later on Chav Gimel, Tchilas and the Sof of Akashis is good enough. Good enough in and of itself. How can it be? I have to. Shlichus is bottled in the middle. So the answer he's driving at is the Shlichus is never bottled. The Shlichus is never bottled. He's always a Shlichus. But it's considered Shlichus of a Shoter. Shlucho Kamoso. The Mishalech is a Shoter. The Shlichus is treated like a Shoter, although he's intelligent. It's as if it's the act of a Shoter. So I think that he's trying to counter. Now we come to this radical ktsos. It's one of the most famous ktsos in the whole Sefer Ktsos HaChosh is today's shiur. One of the most famous of the entire work. Yes, Arya.
When a woman makes a
Maybe
they're saying things on the beginning.
I hold on Kitzos. I think. The Kitzos says, the Rambam is right. The Rambam is right. That if once the man, when he's intelligent, the point of Shliach, it goes on what we call autopilot. Autopilot. Cruise control. Goes. Midoraisa just goes by itself. Goes. The Ketzos not the first one to say it. The Pri Chodesh said it. The Pri Chodesh is printed in the side of the regular Shulchan Aruch on the bottom. It's in a Kuf Klal Palat. It tells you, know why it's good? This is his Lashon. He says, no. Different print. Where is it? It's over here somewhere now. I'm looking the wrong set. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Quotes the Rambam to this puzzle. How can it be? This is his answer. What Ariel said. He says, En kantem klal, the sabar rav zal, the kevin de mishah shatziva lichtav hayavadaito, it was normal, vasa shliach b'mkomo, hashliach, catch these words, have b'mokom habal, vapshe nishtata b'shatziva nesina, ein b'kach klum b'doraisa, and b'drabonim nifsil shalai omar shdashotam otzi megarei. This is his teretz, your teretz, Ariel. The Ketzos made it famous. He called it the print at the bottom. The Ketzos made a whole big deal. That once you appoint the Shliach, with the rising, it goes by itself. You didn't become a Shot, you become whatever you want, doesn't make one bit of difference. He brings a Raya, does the Pre-Chodesh. And the same Raya is found in the Sefer Beis Shmuel, and Sifkot Nidal, a little bit later on. What's the Raya? From our Gemara. Take a look at our Gemara on Ayin of the Beis. What's the Gemara say? A very sad story. That while the person is in the status of not thinking straight, can no longer cannot give the get. Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul Shochad Bo Shnayim Never Shochad Bo Shnayim or Rov Shnayim. The Rama as Yom Kitzur Get Liyishti. Hele Yichtu Beviyitnu V'Tanya Ruv V'Tguyur Otsalu Alat Sliva. Right, crucified. The Rama as Yom Kitzur Get Liyishti. Hello, Yitzhak of Vietnam. So what do you see? These people, Rabbi Osai, they're not able to know what's going on when they get very sick until the end of their life. What's Haki Hashta? Hosam died at Silusahi, who Kishusahu the Askeli Bay. Haka, Data Shagishtohi. Expression of Shagishtohi. Data Shagishto. How is it translated officially as well? Delusional. Confused. End of the sugya. Says Tarsus, Hosan dat the Tzilusa, lo yod Rabbeinu Yitzchak ad Masa Yechoshev dat the Tzilusa. The lekele meim ad debot ku, b'shas mesina saget. The yim kain, la v'porach midi the Rabbi Yochanan. They checked that out, he's perfectly sane. The Shema Achi Yivoda Shenitra for Daito Yechoshiv Data Tzilusa. Says the Beis Shmuel in the Pre-Chodesh. What are you, living in a world of make-believe? Rose-colored glasses. We assume that when the get is given, he has Data Tzilusa. What are you talking about? The guy never was shechted. Literally shechted. Or he was crucified. What's Meguya doing? Cut up, whatever Meguya means. Anyway, he's not in good shape. Bechutach bechaticha, Rashi says. Whatever it means, the guy is not in good shape. On what basis do you have the right to assume that he's still of sane mind till the very end, and he gives a tells everybody to get right? What's going on over here? Must be, says the Pri Chodesh in the Beis Shmuel, that midor right, it doesn't matter. Because the Rambam is right. As long as he was sane, and Ariel's right. As long as he was saying when you gave the instructions, and midoraisa you can go on your own, even if the guy becomes insane. But the drabbanon they require should be sane. So on the level of the drabbanon, we can say Nebuch the guy was cut up, or he was crucified, or he was shechted. we have a right to assume, hopefully, wishfully, that he's still of same norm when the get is being written and given. Adkan, the Beit Shmuel, Sukkot Yad Alf, and the Pre-Chodesh right here at the beginning of the Sivbeis. That's their right. That's their right. That's their right. I'm sorry. This is like the Ktzos to the country. Yeah. This is similar to Ktzos. The Pre-Chodesh takes it a step further. He has the following question. You mean to tell me that it has to be of sound mind and thinking straight and agreeing with the get when it's given and written? Can't be. Can't be. It means that the Kaptin and Aksiva and the Sina Shia Baal Shafri Vidaito and can hechim a Kalina Gabi Yashin to Chulei Alma. How do you give a get if the husband's sleeping? Just imagine. A husband authorized the giving of a get and he goes to sleep. And the peasant has late hours and they write the get while he's sleeping. You mean to tell me a get is no good? There's nobody in the whole wide world says that get is no good. So too, if you became a shoiter on the level of the right, the get should be good. What do you say about that raya? What do you say about that raya in the Pre-Chodesh? What do you say about it? No? Rashi, what do you say about that raya? Is it a good raya? What was my opening line yesterday, Shia? Opening thing I said. So, what was the so? Status. That's it. Status. A shayt has a special status, so we can say shlucho kamoso, that the status which the shaleach has is now conferred upon the shliach al pibin. That means this shaleach was a very intelligent man who came Nebuchadnezzar. So the shliach was still intelligent. He's, you know, the shliach is his bottle, but he's the shluach of a shota. So he's also treated like a shota for the purpose of what he's doing on behalf of the shaleach. It's a shota. It requires status. If the shaleach went to sleep, that's not a dinner status. He's sleeping, he's tired. The guy in the shir right now is sleeping, right? Probably, almost at all times, he's still asleep. So you say, the shayt rahman al-Islam. No special status conferred upon the people who are sleeping here. Fall asleep, he was up late last night. So Mimela, the person who he had authorized before he fell asleep, can go on and do his thing and represent him. What kind of riot from someone who's sleeping? Because, what are you talking about? Yeah.
He's saying that this case, this case being more here, that's where the guy that's cut up or shuffled motion, isn't that we're asking him for immediately, this is the first time he's appointing, right? Isn't that different than our case where he already has? No, 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 no,
took fast as can be. Still take him half an hour to get. And half an hour, the guy was shechted or cut up or was crucified. Can lose an awful lot of blood and an awful lot of his das. It's not clear anymore.
So
if he got shechted, did a remiza. You can't talk with the shechted. He got a remiza, whatever it means. But then later on, he could lose it completely. So hold on, Rabosai. Hold on, Rabosai. So I have two things. I have two possible terutz into this kashya. One is chazok, the cheskas ben das.
Over here?
Yeah. I feel the shtanos. My second chiddush I'm going to tell you about tomorrow is, you know, maybe we can answer as follows. Who said, this is my chiddush, I haven't seen it in print, but maybe I'm right. Who said that someone who loses clarity because of the weakness of a disease, or crucifixion, or shechita, or cut up, as the case, whatever maybe the case may be, who said that guy has given a status of shoulder in the first place? Who said he has a shoulder?
Someone.
No. Alan has never a shoulder. He loses everything, he doesn't know what's going on. He'd be treated like a yoshin. In other words, what I'm trying to drive at is that a shoulder has to be, first of all, a shoulder. Unless we don't have a shoulder. Then we have details. How we have to fill in the precise details. But someone who's never sick, you've seen people never, they get very sick, and they sort of lapse into states of unconsciousness gradually. We've all seen these kinds of things. People are older, they get to drift in and out. They're not a shaita. Who's a shaita in the first place?
There's no status of Shota conferred upon this individual. Nebuch, right now, he doesn't know what's happening. So if people go in and get sick, they get it. One day is a good day, a bad day. You've seen this. It's a good day, a bad day. Someone's Nebuch has, I won't mention the diseases, you know what I'm talking about. The good days and bad days. So the bad day is a Shota? Who says it's a Shota and a bad day? It's a Chola. He's so sick, he's so weak that he can't talk, or he can't hear, or he can't respond. I don't know if he's going to get a Shota. I'm sorry?
You're not
going
to get better.
This guy's not getting better so fast. That's true. But doesn't mean he's a chayla. He's a chayla. He's not going to get better. He's a gracious even in some cases. Who says, well, I want to discuss that tomorrow. But I want to say something which I think is very interesting. Here's the Tosis brings an interesting riot. There's a Tosis against the Mefurish. A Tosis enough Yud Gimel and Manal. There's a Mishnah Yud Gimel, which is also found in the test. On Yud Gimel, Yud Nul Achamisa, what happened over there? The person didn't get, he really had a problem. Now that he lost his mind, he lost his body. He died. He died, a big serious problem. Kamash Malan, and get the Achamis. That's the mission that you give him. I already know this. The mission I am base. No, he says. Afagav de mina megarish b'chayev hashliach lo choshev liot kamoso achamoso kilu atmokayim. You don't say shlucho kamoso against the Ktsos. The Ktsos wanted to take it a step further. Not only is he considered the Shliach after the person became a Shaita of the Mishalev, even if he died, the Shliach is still a Shliach. That's a step further. Kri Chodesh never said that. Kri Chodesh never said it. Persis is definitely wrong. So where did the Ktsos get it from? A Rashi. What Rashi? Rashi, let's take a look at Rashi in the Mishnah. You're dealing with Lo'yit Nachamisa. Why? Why? The Gita Lohavi Adamat Liyode, the Chimat Liyode, Hamis Le Meshachar, the Shichurim. But the only reason it's no good is because once the man died, the ever is no longer an ever, the wife is no longer a wife. Because you know, ain't shutna miyamam aves. You cannot own an ever, nor can you be the husband of a wife if you're dead. That's why it's no good. In other words, a shliach is still a shliach. A man made a shliach to divorce his wife, and the wife, and he died. So the Ktosis trap, the shliach is still a shliach forever. Still a shliach. So why can't you divorce the wife? What wife? She's no longer a wife. The husband died. The yotze begeder of Misa Sabal. Goodbye. That's why. So he says, so turns the tables. He said, why did Rashi have to stay over here in Yud Gimel? And he also says the same thing on the test. And the reason why you cannot be given after the death of the Mishalech is because why? It's because the whole the status of Eved of wife. The by Shtar Shichur or by Get respectively. It's Paka! And she's no longer Brishusa Bala, he's no longer Brishusa Adon, as the Rashi seems to say. Give him a better pshat, an easy pshat. Namely what? The Shlichus is both, because the Mishalech died. But the fact that Rashi did not say what Tosa said, so it's the Medayik, that in fact the Shlichus continues after the death of the Mishalech. Unbelievable. Huh? What can you do with it? In this case, zero, because he's dead. But if you be a shayte, you can do plenty. He says Rashi's like the Rambam, because if the man told someone to divorce his wife, and he became a shayte, dead he's not. He's alive, and I won't say well, he's alive. So the wife is still his wife, and the Evan is still his Evan. But he's mentally incapable. So what would then be? According to Rashi, should come out and midoraisa, the get can be written because the shliach remains a shliach. The same as the shliach when the husband died, he's still a shliach. Kavachom, if the husband became a shaita. The difference is, if he died, the ishus is paka, the avdus is paka. If he's a shaita, it's not paka. It's a ksais. Yes. Sleep.
What?
How do you write a get when the husband is sleeping?
Yeah.
So it shows it's only the problem of the rabbon.
By shaita,
also the rabbon. Shaita is the rabbon. Exactly. That's my cash in the pre-chodesh. He's working with an assumption that those who argue with him and require absolute das, positive knowledge and understanding when the get is being written. That can't be. We explained that one has a status, one doesn't. Yes, Ariel?
If she hasn't had explained to you, Shami, that she's Tzavakas and Eridi, that said that she really wanted a divorce at the same second that he was born in the Manishkira.
No.
And then according to the Tzavakas, the Yel would be good.
Why?
Because the Yel was Chal before the Yel was in the Tzavakas. Because like, there was somebody that said that she was Tzavakas.
No, I don't think so. But it's a problem, I'll say. I'll end with this. There's a Rashi Faker. Chof Chesem and Aleph. Not my discovery. The Gilead Marsha. In the back of your Gimel, from Shlom Eger, it says, look in Rashi Chof Ches. It says Faker. What does Rashi say? Maybe get, right? So we assume he's still alive. It says Rashi, Lo Chashinan Shema Meis U'Botel Shlichuso. Before Shirashi. Before Shirashi. That if the guy died, the shlichus is bottle. So now according to the Ktos, it's a big stira. The Ktos made a whole big deal out of the Rashi, both in Daf Tes and Daf Yud Gimel, that the shlichus is not bottle. The only reason why he can't get because the Ishus is paka, the before Shirashi from Ketos, the shlichus is bottle. Stira in the and Rashi, according to the Ktos, yes.
Rashi meant that the shlichus he was sent to do divorcing her is bottle because...
Sounds like a big dochak to me. Okay. Maybe, but that's very schwer. I'm going to take a tennis and we'll dive a minch with Yalav Yavah today. Is your Shkodesh? Okay, let's see who's absent today. One second. What did I do there? Rami. Everyone see it? Check. Must be missing something. Whatever I missed, I skipped over. Got away with it. Does everyone see it? Ashi Ashi Vei Secha Dura Lucha Selo. I'll talk to you for a second. For a second. Amen.